Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Some state legislators are hoping to put an end to year-to-year uncertainty in education funding. Alaska Public Media and KTOO reports that House Bill 287 and Senate Bill 131 both address K-12 school funding, but in different ways. HB 287 would split next school year's education funding from the rest of the state budget. It calls for drawing about $1.3 billion from state savings. SB 131 is a process bill that would require the legislature to pass a public education budget by April 1st every year. Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens is sponsoring SB 131, and Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton is sponsoring HB 287. Seaton said they spoke with each other about the bills, but they didn't plan them together.
So he asked me, you know, whether that would interfere. I said, no, that'd be good, because that's looking at the long term. In other words, talking about future legislatures and what they will do. And this bill is looking at doing an appropriation to accomplish the goal this year.
In times of more robust state revenue, legislators planned education funding several years in advance. But speaking earlier this month, Wasilla Republican Representative Kathy Tilton was critical of prioritizing education, saying it doesn't seem fair.
I think that education is a really very an important issue in our state, but I also think that crime has risen and public safety is a very important issue in our state. So if you start to look at the different agencies and we do go to the Constitution, see what's constitutionally mandated, but public safety is also constitutionally mandated. So where do we decide who's the winners, who's the losers, whose budget gets funded first?
At the end of last school year, hundreds of pink slips went out to untenured teachers across the state. They were hired back weeks later when the legislature resolved education funding. The House may vote on HB 287 today. It's scheduled to go to the floor for a third reading. SB 131 has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee. Temperatures again dipped to extremes this morning along the Yukon Quest Trail between Circle and Dawson City. Eagle officially registered minus 40, while readings of 50 below or colder were unofficially reported at low points elsewhere along Yukon and 40 Mile rivers. The severe cold makes running and caring for dogs difficult, but it's not preventing Quest teams from making steady progress toward the race's halfway point in Dawson.
I love Dawson. It's my favorite place in the world. But it's also super cold out, so you gotta be careful.
Two-time past Quest champion Hugh Neff is traveling mid-pack this year. Neff says his wife took their top leaders on the shorter Quest 300 race, so he's conservatively running a mix of old-timers and newbies, an experience he likens to babysitting.
I'm watching a bunch of dogs looking around going, where the heck am I? But the older dogs totally know where they're going, so at the same time they're looking around, my old guy up in front who's twice, you know, he's a lot older than anyone. Just digging in, going, come on, I'll show you. So it's sort of fun to watch. I mean, the dogs are actually teaching each other more than me doing anything. So just try to keep it lighthearted and happy. And
another mid-pack Musher Quest rookie Severin Cathry of Switzerland says river conditions on the run into Eagle posed more of a challenge than the extreme temperatures.
Cold I'm used to, but not the ice. Like, that's the first time our team was on glare ice out there. But they did good so far. One little tangle, but we made it anyway.
The sleep-deprived Cathry says he got a little disoriented approaching Eagle around 5 this morning.
At one point, I thought I passed the checkpoint. I thought I'm already on the way to Dawson. That was like almost a little bit scary out on the ice, not knowing where you exactly are.
Cathry is one of 20 mushers still in the race and among several on the 150-mile run from Eagle to the Dawson City halfway point. Quest frontrunner Alan Moore is expected to be first into Dawson tonight. With help from KUAC's Zoe Rome on the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Erin Granger in Fairbanks. A bill recently introduced by Governor Bill Walker could make some state hunting and fishing violations more like traffic tickets than prosecutions. Walker's bill follows a trend in Alaska law of moving some misdemeanor-level crimes to lesser violation categories. House Bill 129 passed through the House Resources Committee recently and was heard in the House Judiciary Committee earlier today. The Judiciary Committee is the second and final committee that House Speaker Bryce Edgman assigned the bill to. The bill addresses a number of other hunting and fishing rules. It seeks to increase fines for commercial fishing violations and for the offense of unlawfully taking an animal. The fine for illegally taking a bison, for example, would more than double to $3,000. The bill would also allow the state to charge larger fines for hunters and fishermen who fail to buy licenses. However, the bill gives new leniency to people who have licenses but don't have them in their possession when contacted in the field by law enforcement. Hunters and fishermen would have the option of bringing a copy of their license to court after getting a citation to have the citation corrected. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.